cocaine is in the building, nigga.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for Top 5, Bottom 5. We give you the five best teams. In the next segment, we will give you the bottom five teams. 14 weeks are in the books in the National Football League. It is time now to give you our top five, and we go from five all the way to number one. Ready, Ron Culver?
Let's do it.
All right, number five on my list, I'm going to put the team that won last night. I'm going to put the Rams. Now, I went back and forth with this. I like the Chiefs and the way they're playing defense. I really do. And I think the offense is really starting to come alive. They may be back. They may be the team that we're kind of wanting to see. But I'm going to give it to the Rams because Cooper Kupp is fantastic. Really fantastic. Matt Stafford's throwing all the right balls. I edged out the Rams in this one. I don't know why I did it because I know Kansas City is probably technically better. I may be more impressed with what I saw last night. Rams are number five on my list in the bottom five.
Top well, you
five.
Know what? This is where I have the Rams.
All right.
I put
very
the Rams
good.
In the top five, too. I haven't had them in the top five in a while.
Me either.
They haven't looked good. Last night, they looked good.
They did look good.
Aaron Donald reminded us why he was the defensive player of the year, like what, the last 17 years running right now? I don't know. It feels like every single year he's winning the defensive player of the year. And you hit the nail on the head earlier in the show where you said, Stafford and Cooper Kupp, I mean, that was a match made in heaven.
They're a match made in heaven. As soon as they got together, they started planning out how they were going to do this.
Yeah.
They've been working together the whole offseason when Matt arrived, and it's been paying off in dividends.
It's
been great.
It is fun to watch those two play.
It really is. And Stafford has all the throws that you need from a quarterback. Throws high, can throw low. He can throw on the run. He can throw side. He can hit you wherever you need him. He's got all the throws a quarterback needs to make. Velocity, touch, all of that. Number four. Don't think because you had a bye week you were going to disappear. New England Patriots.
Wow.
Last time we saw them, only three passes. New England Patriots, number four on my list. I know it was a bye week, so we didn't really get to see them in action, but I'm not forgetting them. I think they're powerful. I think they've got a good team. They're well coached, of course. I put New England there.
I think you were cheating off my list.
Oh, very good.
Because I have the Patriots here at four as well.
Oh.
I think I had them at three last week, but dropped them down. I don't know. Maybe that was just because of the bye. Maybe it's because I didn't get to see them play this week. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, I mean, this is a scary team.
Really scary team.
And what makes it scary is that it kind of has that 2001 feel to it again. And I don't know if we want that.
Yeah, where they're likable and they've got a good defense. And this quarterback is like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm doing here. This is so fun.
Yeah, this quarterback is doing good stuff. I mean, Tom Brady was a 6th-round draft pick. We barely even knew him. Mac Jones we had heard of, but what's the one thing we know about Alabama quarterbacks? They never do anything in the NFL.
No.
Not since Joe Namath. And now we might have another Alabama quarterback who is actually doing something in the NFL. I don't know. I mean, if this is like 2001, just 20 years later, as a society, we may not be ready for that.
I will remind you of a very good Alabama quarterback, Ken Snake Stabler.
Okay, he was good too.
That was good.
But he played for a bad team.
I was a kid. Yeah. Well,
he played for the wrong team.
Yeah, exactly.
I should not say a bad team.
All right.
If you're a Chargers fan, you know what I mean.
Number three, I dropped them, and I dropped them pretty heavily, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. And I dropped them because of what we talked about yesterday. We kind of had an organic discussion that kind of propped up when we were talking about the Monday night game yesterday. We were kind of previewing it. And I had said, is it okay that we would not accept a first-round loss or an opening loss? I don't want to say first-round, an opening loss in the playoffs by Tampa Bay at home or Green Bay at home. But we feel like we would with Arizona. And I think we would. And that's why I'm wondering, are they ready enough to be one of the best teams in the NFL? Are they really ready to be the top team in the NFL? That was a big game last night against a divisional foe, and they were very sloppy. That was a 7-point game, but it was a 10-point deficit until a field goal and a chance at the end. But I thought it was sloppy. And I'll excuse sloppy football. Not every team can be perfect. But right now is where you got to eliminate mistakes, and they had plenty of them last night. So Arizona, you're three. on my list.
See, I might have done the cardinal sin here because I know last week I had them as my number one team because they deserved it. I don't even have them in my top five this
week. All right, that makes sense. That's okay.
And it's not, I mean, you know, I still think it's a good team, but it's exactly what you said. They just didn't look good at all last night. And maybe it's the last thing I saw is the best thing I saw. Because at number three for me, this is where I had the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs. I kept them out of my top five, but I feel like I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But they won six in a row, for crying out loud.
But it's getting hard because we have all these other good teams, and I felt like, you know, you and I were on the same page. Like, we got to honor the Rams for what they did.
Yeah.
You know, they just totally took care of the number one team in the NFL and made them look like, you know, they're a middle pack team. And the Cardinals didn't do themselves any favors either.
Yeah.
But for me, the Chiefs, that was an annihilation.
They really annihilated Vegas.
And I'm not saying, really, you know, I don't think the Raiders are a good team or a great team. They've got a whole slew of issues. But to only put up 3 points, to be down, what, it was like 30-something to three at the half?
They and the Chiefs scored, they got a defensive fumble for a touchdown within like the first 10 seconds of the game or something like that, 20 seconds
of
the game.
I know Patrick Mahomes, I think he sat from the third quarter on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a complete and utter, you know, blank show for the Raiders, and the Chiefs were the catalyst for it all. Yeah. They just
you don't usually see
them.
NFL teams look like you're paying them to play.
Yeah,
you know, the Raiders.
Exactly.
The
that
Raiders
was Alabama
like that.
Mercer.
Yeah, that exactly was Alabama Mercer.
But I have a feeling our final two are the same.
Yeah. My two, I put Tampa Bay
number two.
I put the Buccaneers at Tampa Bay. That was a good win against Buffalo. And Buffalo, I'm telling you, Buffalo is a desperate team, and they looked it. They didn't call one running play to a running back in the first half of that game. The only person that ran the ball in the first half of the Bills was Josh Allen. Now, the Bills made a valiant comeback at the end of that game, and Brady had to win it in overtime. But that was a desperate Buffalo team that's very good, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers held them off. Buccaneers are, again, Brady and the Bucs are dangerous, and so they're two.
See, what I don't like about this is that the Buccaneers, you know, we're sitting here saying, man, the Buccaneers just took care of a good Bills team. But I'm starting to get to that point. Maybe the Bills aren't a good team this year.
It's possible.
And if that's the case, then, you know, we have the Buccaneers ranked too high. But if we're going off of what we all feel in our heart that is right, I can't believe the Buccaneers were able to handle the Bills that well.
Well, very true.
You know, very true. I mean, and you got... And I mean, I think we talked about it yesterday. We don't ever talk about that old man playing quarterback.
No. We always just talk about Brady. As if he's 32.
I mean, we bring up the fact that 31. He's 46 every single time.
Right.
But we're not saying that it's old. We're just throwing a number out there versus, you know, say, you know, we pointed out yesterday, like a Ben Roethlisberger who's 6 years younger than him and, you know, looks, you know, 10 years older than him.
Number one, it is Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Broken pinky toe? Come on, man. What are you doing?
Rex Ryan knows he didn't break a toe.
No, he didn't break no toe.
He knows toes.
Aaron Rodgers is just
another. Let me ask you something.
Magnificent.
During
season.
That game, did you get the feeling like the Packers were so in control of that game? It's like, you remember when you would play a game with your little brother?
Right.
And you would allow them to win for a little bit before dropping the hammer?
Well, I'd love to share that experience, except my brother beat me in pretty much every athletic endeavor that we ever had. So I'd love to have the opportunity to experience what it would have been like to let my little brother do certain things and let him feel like he could win a game against me. He easily won games against me.
What about your sister?
Oh, we didn't do sports
with
that.
How about your child?
We left her in the dust.
You did it to your kid,
right?
No, I got
you, yeah. I understand what you're saying, though. I get it. Yeah, like toying with the Bears and all.
I mean, I got that feeling that watching that game that they were up to a big lead, and then it was like, you know, as if the Packers collectively said, hey, let's let them have a thought.
Sure.
Let them come back into the game. We won't let them get close enough, and then we'll just drop the hammer on them, which is exactly what they did.
It was 45-30 was the final score of that one? Yeah.
But it didn't feel 45-30.
No, the Packers, it was 27-21 going into at halftime for the Bears, right?
Yeah, but still, it didn't feel like it was that close
to a game. Three touchdowns and a field goal later, it was 45-27. It was, you know, four touchdowns for Rodgers. He's just great. He's great. Yeah,
with his twin brother in the stands.
I keep bringing it up because it's funny, and Denver thought they were getting him on draft day. So funny.
They would have gotten rid of their entire team.
Oh, God. That was, That is one of those things. If I'm having a bad day, I'll just remember that tweet. The Broncos are currently working on a deal to trade for Aaron Rodgers that went absolutely no place. Phony tweet to get people excited on Twitter. All right, that's top five. We'll give you the worst of the worst when we come back. It is Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, need gift ideas? The Holiday Gift Guide is something for everyone on your list at prices under $15, like a pair of Mechanic Wear black-coated winter gloves, a Power Torque two-piece magnetic tool holder bar, a Slime Digital tire gauge, and much more. Check out the Holiday Gift Guide for great ideas at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
All right, the bottom five, the worst of the worst.
All right, we're going to start with number 28. We move up all the way to 32. All right, 28 on my list. I put the Giants here because of what you sent me yesterday. You sent me video of the worst trick play in the history of trick plays. And there have been some bad ones. That one against the Chargers was pretty terrible.
Yes.
That was atrocious. It was a reverse that turned into a flea flicker that turned into throw it immediately into the ground.
I think it felt like it was a double reverse.
Right.
Flea flicker to a screen pass.
that was
already 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage that was well covered.
And Daniel Jones, yeah, just threw it at the feet of the screen pass.
I think it was Mike Glennon.
Yeah. But that was the smartest play he made.
Yeah. Daniel Jones has been out with a neck strain that, like, 2 weeks ago, they were like, this ain't serious. It's serious. He's missed the last two games.
Daniel Jones would have probably completed that pass.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to, like, when I envision that play, right, like, working in the past in my football history, I think of, like, handoff, reverse, flip to the quarterback, who throws it, like, 60 yards.
Yeah.
To a guy down the field who's open, right? Just running in stride.
When we were talking about that, my favorite thing you said, though, was Jason Garrett is just laughing at home.
Like, yeah, Jason Garrett laughing at home.
That's what you chose over me.
Fire everybody on that coaching staff.
Yeah.
Just fire them all.
Number 28 for me. See, I feel good about this number because okay. I left them out of the top five, rewarding them for a victory over the Vikings last week. Or not the top five, the bottom five.
Right.
So they went back to their looking like them former selves, which now we just don't care anymore, and ended up getting eliminated in the playoffs because of that. That is the Detroit Lions. They are my number 28.
Yes. I might as well just piggyback on that because the Lions are my 29. And I was going to put them a little further back, but then I remembered, oh, yeah, they did the nice thing and allowed the Broncos to do that really nice tribute to Demaryius Thomas. Good on Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that that got done and made sure that he was okay and all that good stuff. Good on them. But you're right. Now that they've won a game, I'm not so...
We don't care anymore.
Yeah, we're not all in now.
It's but like I will
now
say this:
one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, I will say this: that even if they finish, let me try to do the math here. Would it be 1-15-1 or no 1-14-1?
Yeah, 1-15-1.
1-15-1. That's probably where they're headed.
Yep.
Don't fire Dan Campbell, please.
No, don't fire Dan Campbell. In fact, if they do, it will be awful because he really is great. I mean, they play hard for him. They just don't have the team.
They just need to get some of the right players in there. I think he is something special.
He really is. I think he's got you've made a commitment to rebuild the team with him. Rebuild the team with him.
Yeah.
The idea that you gave him a roster of players that you're not even going to have around in a couple of years because you're going to try to replace most of them. Then you let him do that. Right?
Yeah, you might start with getting a quarterback in this draft. I don't know.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, they're like near the bottom in passing yards per game. They stink.
Yeah.
But again, you know, like what Bill, remember when Bill Parcells made that line, you know, said that line, if you're going to, you know, hire the cook, let him shop for the groceries.
Yeah.
Like the same thing here. Like you say to your fan base, we're rebuilding. It's going to take a couple of years. Then you hire Dan Campbell and you go, this is the guy that's going to help us. Well, you know, right now you're using the ingredients that are in the cupboard. Like let him shop for the ingredients.
Yeah.
Like down the road. Let's see where you are going, where he's going to take the rebuilding by bringing in different people. Who he drafts, you know, what him and the general manager work on in terms of free agency, who they keep, who they not keep. Let them do that. Right now it's just going through the motions of a season, but you're right.
Yeah.
30?
Well, no, I'm at 29. 29 for me. This is where I have the Giants.
Giants, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that play was awesome.
It really that's all I can say. Classic.
I mean, I know last year, what was it, the Dolphins two-point conversion, or was that 2 years ago now? I think that was last year.
That
two-point conversion. That
I think that was in 2018, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, maybe 2019. You're right. I have no idea. What am I talking about? I'm going to stop right now.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was the worst play that you and I had ever seen. And we've brought that play up many, many times, that two-point conversion play where they decided to do – I don't even think it was like a wide receiver inside screen or something like that. It was just stupid. This supplants it. We have a new worst play. That play, if you haven't seen it, just type in worst play in the history of the planet. I think
all
it'll
of that
pop
work
up
for a stupid screen pass that was just
that was gonna go nowhere.
The ground. Joe Judge did say he was encouraged by his team's progress. Don't all coaches say that just before they're getting canned?
Yeah,
it's the only thing you can come up with, right?
What's he in year two? This is his second year.
Yeah.
It's I mean, he's another one. I like Joe Judge. It's another one where you need to go find the right quarterback. Daniel Jones is not the right quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's not. He's not the right quarterback. And neither is Mike Glennon or Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point, I would just say just play Jake Fromm and see what you get out of him. You already know what you got out of Mike Glennon, which was a reverse flea flicker screen pass.
Right. Yeah, completely. On 30 on my list, this is where I put the Jets, because
same here.
Why not, right? The Jets, they J-E-T-S. Lost to New Orleans, and what they was cool is that Taysom Hill got to be Taysom Hill.
Yes.
Right? Like, he ran for two touchdowns, I think. I don't know. The Jets, weren't they more fun with Mike White at quarterback? Was that a thing, or was that a dream I had this guy came out of nowhere and was doing good things for the Jets?
Yeah, I think it might have been a dream.
Screwed up.
Might have been a dream. I'm not sure right now.
Remember my rant a couple of weeks ago where they took that kid, Mike White, and they put him in an unwinnable situation, and then he failed, and they were like, well, too bad. Bye.
Yep.
Thanks for participating. Like, all of New York was like, this guy's great. He beat the Cincinnati Bengals. He got injured against the Colts, but he could have done good things there. And then he played the Bills and got throttled. They were like, yeah, thanks for nothing. Goodbye. See you later. Have a good one. Because the team was like completely dismantled and he didn't have any weapons. And yeah, whatever.
Is Flacco the quarterback right now? See, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I
don't even know about the Jets.
What happened to Joe Flacco?
Yeah, is he still? Or did Zach Wilson play this last week?
No, Zach Wilson did play this past
week. He did play?
Yeah, you know, his usual 202 yards of nothing. Yeah. That's basically where we're at. Couple of field goals. Good. Make sure you stay off the board. Make sure you get on the board with 9 points.
Yep.
Way to go, Eddie Pinero. Appreciate your kicking.
Jets.
Good job. So that's where you have the Jets, too?
I have the Jets, all the same reasons. I don't need to – we don't need to pile on the Jets.
We might disagree with this next one. I don't know, but
– we'll see.
I got a reasoning for the method to the madness here. 31, this is where I put Houston. And I put Houston because my 32 team is the one I'm really driving me crazy right now.
Just to let you know.
Yes.
Yeah, 31, I have Texans as well.
Yeah, okay. I put the Texans in there because – This is what I think about the Texans. They stink, but here's the deal. I think they're openly tanking. Like, not the players, the organization. Like, I think they're openly tanking, and I think they're succeeding at this. Right? Like, the players don't tank, but the coaches certainly can, and the organization can. And I think they're just doing that. I think they're just like, yeah, we'll call stupid plays, and, you know, we'll just keep ourselves rolling along. And
we're going to go with I always forget the guy's name, and I live here. Chris Mills? Is that
Davis his name? Mills.
Davis Mills.
Yeah.
Can I just call him Chris Sims? I know that's not him, but that name is easier for me to remember.
Here's what I would do. I'm serious. This coming Sunday, the Texans are playing Jacksonville, okay?
Yeah.
I think they should have – if I was a radio promotions person, I would try to get myself a couple of these tickets, and I'd have a contest, and I would have an on air. Tell me who's your arch enemy, and whoever has the best arch enemy, you get the tickets get sent to them. Like that's the gift you give them.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you say, oh, there's a woman.
You know
at
what
work.
You could do? I mean,
she drives me crazy.
Change
blah, blah,
it
blah,
up.
Blah blah blah.
I got the name for it. It'd be like Santa's coal in the stocking.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like exactly. Like oh, and you could get like DJs to be like, oh, really? Tell me about her. Oh. Yeah, her, you know, don't give a full name, but she'd be like, her name's Kathy, and she drives me crazy. Every day she takes my lunch out of the refrigerator, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, Kathy's on the board. And then if you ever wins, you drop those tickets off at that office. You go, Kathy, this is from Samantha. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Those tickets would be like fruitcake. Oh,
exactly.
I mean, you
this
you
is
know,
like a white elephant gift
it
in
is.
Your office.
Everyone keeps trading for it, like, here, you have it. Here, you have it. No, you take it. You know, nobody wants that gift.
Nobody wants the Texans tickets to Jacksonville? Oh, no. Give me the lamp. Where's the lamp? I want that. Give me the elephant lamp. Will you pull the trunk and the light comes on, but it doesn't quite work because Anthony Michael Hall couldn't figure it out in shop class? And he got an F? Oh, that's a Breakfast Club reference for those of you not under 35. All right, and I mean, Jacksonville is the
32nd team.
Because Urban Meyer can't keep his mouth shut.
Well, I mean, you said it before. The Texans, the organization looks like they're tanking. I don't even know where to put my finger on this one. It could be the players tanking, but not to get a better draft pick.
No, but I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are actively trying to win games, and they stink in trying to pursue that process. Well, Houston's pretty bad, too. Good luck on Sunday between these two teams when they face off in Jacksonville.